T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
We can't take anything we receive from the Ukraine at face value.
When you're in the arena, you got to be ready to take a punch. You got to be ready to throw a punch.
I already have a dog.
Flip a coin. Flip a coin. Flip a coin. They're going to run your health care.
Would you legalize heroin? Don't make me be a jerk.
As a health care issue.
This is no longer Mayberry. You're in danger.
Wow, that is a police union boss up in New York warning police officers that they have a target on their back. Happy Tuesday morning to everybody. Glad you are with us on the day of the New Hampshire primary.
Woo-hoo.
Voting
Good
has
morning.
Already started this morning, just in case you've wondered. In Dixville Notch last night, they were voting already at midnight or something like that. Hey, Denise, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Feeling rested after
here.
Your day off? Yeah,
you know, I can't complain about a chance to sleep in
no
every now
kidding.
And then, you know?
Boy, that's just, that is not overstated. You cannot overstate that enough when you work this shift.
Sleep is so good.
Oh,
it is.
It's so good. My goodness. I couldn't believe when that alarm went off this morning. Just one of those days.
I hit snooze twice today.
Yeah, isn't it something?
That was 10 minutes.
I can't do that. I wouldn't be here if I hit a snooze, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm alarm goes off, I'm up.
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
So kind of hard to get out the door. Kind of cold out there. Sue Thomas, I see, is in the house this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Sue.
Hi.
Are you yawning?
The electricity went off at my house last night.
Oh,
no.
Just for 45 minutes, just enough for you to become severely paranoid that you won't wake up the next morning. So I went around and put all the clocks back on, but on the one in the bedroom, I don't know. I just didn't think about it. I guess the backup battery wasn't working, so it went off at midnight.
Oh, gosh. Great.
Nothing like some interrupted sleep.
Right? So I'm not sure what's happening right now.
This could be a dream.
Well, yeah. I'm like, is that my
Susan?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, there might be a surprise in here in the studio for you.
Ooh.
There might be. I'm just saying.
Okay. If there might be.
Come on in anytime.
Thank you. Yes, please do. Happy birthday, Sue.
Sue is in an adjoining studio here for those of you not watching us on radio. So I just thought I'd point that out.
Thank you.
Yes.
That is how that works. That is exactly how that works. So lots to talk about this morning. Yesterday, and this actually a few people called in when we brought this up last week, this prescription drug monitoring program. I got a tip yesterday that a committee in Jefferson City has voted this thing out of committee. And even though Senators Onder and Koenig and the members of the conservative caucus fought against it, a few Republicans joined with Democrats on this committee, and it has now been voted out of committee. So we're going to see where that goes in the Missouri Senate. So PDMP is moving forward. If whether you are for a prescription drug monitoring program or against it, I just want to get you that news. We're going to try to get you updates on this as it moves along, because a lot of people feel pretty strongly about that, pretty strongly. The other big story I think that's happening today, in case if you know this or not, did you know today is Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Today is also 2A Tuesday.
Yes.
There is a move afoot. I don't know how this snuck up on me. Across the country by this Moms Demand Actions group to go directly to school boards to try to get them to pass resolutions regarding gun control and efforts. That's going to happen today in the St. Louis Public School District. which I just have to point out, their website is one of the worst I've ever seen. And the, getting details on it is almost impossible. But they've got a resolution on there regarding this, and it's been done in school districts apparently across the country. So I'm keeping an eye on that, and that's one of the things we're going to update you on a little later this morning in our 2A Tuesday segment, so stay tuned for that. Today is a real or fake news. Again, Denise came back just for that today.
Of course. I mean, I would never take a Tuesday off.
She's the champion.
The reigning champ is back, and we're going to get to that with Zach Factor at around 6:20 this morning, so be sure and stay tuned. And we got our friend Chris Arps in a little later. He did a great job yesterday. I was listening to the Glover Show yesterday afternoon, and they were kicking around the fact that some of them feel isolated in this political community. I thought it was a pretty interesting conversation. I mean, I don't get it personally, I thought it was an interesting point of view on that. Chris was in the middle of it. We're going to get him in here a little later, and I'm going to ask him his thoughts on that. Just about how polarized society tends to be these days. Mm-hmm. And some people don't feel like they've got a place to go. Mm-hmm. So
I feel that often.
Huh. Interesting. Well, it'd be a good conversation.
Yeah. Do you whisper into Bailey's ear, who is going to be my Mike Pence? Who is going to look at me with adoring eyes every time I stand up? Or are you,
I already have a dog.
Yeah, right.
Just going to leave that out there. Elizabeth Warren referring to the current vice president of the United States as a dog.
That's nice. Yeah.
It's a nasty group of people, I'm telling you. Listen to Amy Klobuchar, who claims to be the moderate voice now in the Democratic Party. Cut 9.
I think this election isn't just an economic check, which is what most of our debates are. It's also a decency check on this president. It's a patriotism check.
So in other words, if you are a supporter of Amy Klobuchar, you need to check your of Donald Trump, according to Amy Klobuchar, you need to check your patriotism. You're clearly not a patriot if you're a supporter of Donald Trump. So that's what that's the angle she's taking to try to get you to vote for up in New Hampshire. I know it's a different girl. I heard somebody say on the TV this morning that oftentimes people in New Hampshire try to vote the opposite of people in Iowa.
What would be the point of that?
They're just contrarians, I guess. I guess they're just contrarians. What has to depress them is that, and you know the president's done this on purpose. If you look at the rallies up there and you look at the turnout for, like, they got all of the candidates together in an arena and gave them each a chance to stand up and address the crowd. The crowd for the combined candidates in this forum was not a quarter of the size of the crowd the president drew last night for his rally. So you know that he planned the one in Iowa the night before the Iowa caucus on purpose because he is running, so he has a legitimate reason to be there. He just doesn't have any competition. And then he plans the one last night. It's standing room only. It's like single digits outside. People had to stand out. Some of them camped out for a day to be sure they got a good seat in that arena. And then he filled up this arena again up in New Hampshire. I want to play you a few bites from the president last night. Go to cut 15, please.
You know, they always talk about the Democrats. They have enthusiasm, right? We have so much more enthusiasm than that. It's not even close. They're all fighting each other. They're all going after each other. You got them all over the place. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
cut 19, please.
While the extreme left has been wasting America's time with this vile hoax, we've been killing terrorists, creating jobs, raising wages, enacting fair trade deals, securing our borders, and lifting up citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed.
Yeah, he was on fire. And, I think the president is doing something pretty smart here. And he announced it the day before yesterday. But again, last night, he talked about it a little bit. When he talks about the economy, he focuses a lot on the fact that, what do we always say? A rising tide lifts all boats. Doesn't matter which boat you're in. If you're in a rising tide, he's been targeting a lot of African Americans because the president is not foolish enough to think that he's going to convince the majority of African Americans not to continue to follow the Democratic Party blindly, as so many have all of these years. But he does know that there are a lot of people out there, black, white, green, yellow, and purple, who are realizing that they're much better off today than they were 4 years ago. And there's a reason for that. The reason the economy is doing so well is directly related to the policies of the individual in the office right now, as opposed to the previous occupant, and specifically as opposed to Hillary Clinton and what she would have done. The Democrats are telling you what they would have done had they gotten in 2016. Listen to Cut 4 and how Bernie Sanders is trying to position himself against Pete Buttigieg in this race.
What we have also done in this campaign, and I want everybody here to be very proud of that, what we have done is change the nature of the game in terms of funding campaigns. All right? Historically in America, what candidates do is, oh, I need a lot of money to go to some billionaire, millionaire's home, sit around, raise a lot of money. Even in the newspapers today, you could see candidates conferring with their donors.
I guess Bernie don't have any donors. You can't have a donor when your stated goal is to transfer wealth, basically, right? You know, I go back to the interaction I had back in the summer with the Elizabeth Warren supporter over in St. Charles County, who had a sign that said Elizabeth Warren has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Warren has a plan. And the point I could never get her to acknowledge is that when I asked her how Elizabeth Warren was going to pay for all this, she said, "Oh, she's going to raise taxes on the uber wealthy." And I asked her how much money she made. She said, "That's none of your business." I said, "I feel the same way. But what right do you have to tell me that if I make more money than you, you deserve part of it? What gives you that right? I don't deserve a dime that you make through your hard work. Why do you deserve a dime of what I make through my hard work? And who's to say that a guy who's a billionaire or a lady who's a billionaire didn't earn that money? Your suggestion is they somehow cheated the system in order to get that rich, when I would argue they were just smarter than the average bear and they figured out how to build a widget that somebody wanted to buy. Therefore, somebody went out and bought the Apple iPhone, and now the guy that runs the company is a multi-billionaire. Good for him. That's how things work in America. What gives you the right to go take some of that away and give it to somebody else? That's the argument in this election by Warren, by Sanders, to some extent by all of them on the left side of the equation. And here's how they do it. Listen to Joe Biden, cut 8 real quick.
This is how we're going to take the next giant step in health care. And I can get it done. I was there when Barack needed the votes on the floor of the United States Congress. I got the votes, got every Democrat out there to vote for it, passed without a single Republican vote.
They're going to do it in spite of you. That's the message from the moderate Democrat Joe Biden. Just so you know, he's the most moderate of the bunch, according to him.
I think, being a mayor of a town smaller than Manchester is not quite like being a United States Senator from the state of Illinois, even though it was only a short amount of time.
Wow, mixing it up there on the campaign trail. Biden didn't know what to do because he lost pretty miserably in Iowa, and he's about to lose pretty miserably in New Hampshire.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
But we do know that to be a fact. So as confused as Joe is, the question is, they have a caucus in Iowa. Are we going to potentially change the way we do things here in Missouri? I don't know. Let me talk to the Missouri Secretary of State, Jay Ashcroft. Jay, great to get you back on the program. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. Thank you. What do you think about your friends out there in Iowa? They blew this caucus thing, didn't they?
Well, you know, let's be very clear. The Republican caucus went off without a hitch. The votes were tallied correctly. The results were in that evening. The Republican Secretary of State had nothing to do with any of those caucuses. But the Democrat caucus, I'm not sure they still know what the final results are.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I know that at the township level here, when it comes to picking delegates to the conventions and all that, we use a caucus system. You made headlines a few days ago by calling for the elimination of the presidential preference primary. Explain what that means.
Well, right now in Missouri, we kind of have the worst of both worlds. We have both a presidential preference primary, and then we have caucuses. So we have all the trouble of caucuses, we have all the expense of a presidential preference primary, and I don't think that makes sense. You know, I think in the history of Missouri, I think we've had six presidential preference primaries. We could save $9.1 million every 4 years if we got rid of it, or keep the primary and get rid of the caucuses. I think if we're asking people to come out and vote, their vote should matter. And right now, whether or not their vote matters is entirely up to the political parties at any given day, and I don't think that's appropriate.
Wow. So is that something that could change for this year?
No. Okay. Nothing would change for this year. We don't want to confuse people. We don't want to be in the middle of a campaign or an election cycle where people are expecting one thing and we kind of pull the rug out from under them. If anything's going to be done, it will be for 4 years in the future or something like that. And hopefully the fact that I've been talking about this will get other people talking and suggesting their ideas. I'm not inherently against a primary. I'm not inherently against a caucus. But there's no reason for us to be wasting taxpayer money by doing both.
No, I think that's a great common sense approach to it. So maybe we can get some action on that. The voter ID law, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that since this court decision that's caused some problems with it.
Well, yeah, we had the Missouri Supreme Court that essentially ignored the constitutional amendment that the people of the state passed with a 63% supermajority in November of 2016, and they eviscerated the voter ID law. I think it's improper to seemingly ignore the will of the people expressed through the legitimate constitutional process, and our office will continue to work, and I will continue to work to make sure that common sense photo ID is required in the state of Missouri. We will listen to the people here.
Yeah, well, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. We got a voter registration deadline coming up here Wednesday, right?
Yeah, so that's if people want to participate in the presidential preference primary on March 10th.
Okay, so people need to, can they register online?
Sure, they can go to sos.mo.gov. That's the Secretary of State's website. They can register online there. They can also download the federal form, the state form. They can go to their library. They can go to the DMV, anything like that. They can go to Show It to Vote. Any of those places will allow them to register. They can also call us, 866-868-3245, and they can use that phone number for any reason they need to ask us a question.
Well, good. Well, we'll be sure and get that up on our website here at 971talk.com/Cox in case anybody's got any questions about any of that, and they can get out there and they can get registered for the primary. Maybe people were unaware of that, but it's Wednesday. You got to do it by Wednesday.
Yes, it's coming up, and I think maybe in some respects our primary has been overshadowed by the fiasco in Iowa.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it's just it's. Do you foresee them changing that going forward based on what happened?
You know, I've learned a long time ago that predicting what the courts will do and political parties will do is virtually impossible. But, you know, think about this. What exactly do you have to do in a caucus? You have to count about eight groups of people.
Yeah.
That's what you do in each place. All of you people stand over there and we'll count you. All of you that agree with that individual stand over there. There's no long division here. This is just addition. And they want to control every aspect of your life? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, imagine them controlling the healthcare system.
Well, we are where we are because they've tried to do that, and they've just made it worse.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a nightmare, that's for sure. Listen, Jay Ashcroft, we appreciate getting you on here. Feel free to give us a ring anytime.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You bet. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft there on the phone this morning. Just give you an idea what a couple of things that we're working on there. Ludicrous to me that the voter, you have to have a voter ID to go to the airport. You have to get your license checked to do anything but it's not okay to get your license checked to vote. What in the world have we come to in this country that you've got folks? What would be the reason not to do that? Why would you not want to be sure of who's casting the vote unless you have an ulterior motive when it comes to the casting of the vote? That I can't get away from that point. Nobody's ever been able to convince me otherwise.
America, this is Al Gore. Three things are certain. Hanging chads suck. I'm getting rich off this climate scam. And you are listening to the Mark Cox Show.
All right, Al, thank you. Speaking of reducing your carbon footprint, and I'm not quite sure why this would have anything to do with the economy or with the environment, but there is a legislator in Illinois who wants to make it state law that you are no longer allowed to pump your own gas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can tell, only one other state in the country has that law currently. Oregon had it till a few years ago. They relaxed their rules somewhat. In New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas.
Right, yeah.
But in Illinois, they want to make that the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would force gas stations to hire more people and would create jobs. Is that not her logic?
She hasn't really said much. Now, it's a Democratic House lawmaker, Camille Lilly. She's the one that sponsored the legislation. But honestly, like from I've looked at a couple of sites, and she's not really saying anything. People have asked. Her office hasn't responded. So people are making assumptions about why.
Yeah, because the question is, but why?
But why?
House Bill 4571 says only dedicated employees would be allowed to pump gas. Drivers would not be allowed to fill up directly as they have for decades.
Would this be to prevent people from driving off? Maybe like as, I don't know.
Yeah, but they are.
I'm trying to think of other reasons besides like jobs or, you know, whatever that.
You already have to prepay everywhere. I mean, I don't think you're forced to, but
yeah.
You can't go to a gas station and say, oh, I'll be inside to pay after
there
this
are
anymore.
A few where you can do that.
Where?
I've stopped before and you can pump gas in some places without.
I don't even think in Freeburg, which is like a very small, safe town, that they let you do that anymore.
Huh.
I think most people have
shifted
that.
You either have to go inside if you're paying cash or whatever, or you're paying.
Or you pay with your card,
with the card.
Out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is what the interesting thing is that it can only drive up prices, right?
You'd think.
They're going to have to have somebody whose sole job is to stand out there and pump gas. Imagine a Quick Trip that has 40 pumps or 30 pumps or however many. Some of them are huge, right?
Right.
There's no. You'd need several people to do that job suddenly. You'd have to have additional employees. When they don't think that's going to jack the price up more than it already is?
Well, it's going to close small businesses, jack the price up for Illinois residents who have to buy gas over there and send more people over here to Missouri to purchase fuel.
Leave it to the Illinois Policy Institute. Here's what they point out. J.B. Pritzker signed into law $1.9 billion in vehicle-related tax and fee hikes. You voted for this. When he got in, he signed this into law, right? Here's what it does. It doubled the state's gas tax. It's the third highest in the nation. It cost the typical driver $100 more per year. He ensured that the gas tax will increase automatically each year based on inflation. He hiked the standard vehicle registration fee by $50 to $150 from $101. He established a new statewide parking tax that's going to raise $60 million for the state. He imposed a new vehicle trade-in tax, setting some drivers back $1,000 or more, depending on the value of their trade-in. And he allowed at least $1.4 billion in waste and pork barrel spending in a $45 billion infrastructure plan that included dog parks, swimming pools, snowmobile paths, pickleball courts, and a privately owned theater. And all of these combined it's expected will cost the average suburban family $1,700 a year more than they paid last year before J.B. Pritzker got in office. And they still haven't even started to address the pension bombs and all the other problems that they have in the state of Illinois.
Now, I mean, there's no law that you can't have an attendant, right? So
no.
Why can't the business just decide if they would like to offer full service or not?
Right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Remember Sinclair used to do that for the longest time. I think Sinclair
was the last one.
They were the last ones to do that. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law would only, for the longest time, would only go get gas at a Sinclair. Because they would pump her gas.
I get it. There's
her.
Lots of times where I would love to pull up to a gas station and be like, man, I wish someone here would pump my gas for me. I don't want to get out. It's freezing.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let the business decide and let them.
Because there are definitely times I would seek that out if that were around me.
Are there any stations that still do it?
I don't know. Let's see if we can Google
I don't know the answer. I don't know when the last time I've seen one. That doesn't mean there aren't some somewhere that would send somebody out to pump your gas. But I don't remember seeing it lately.
Well, and this would... If there was a rash of accidents or safety hazards at gas stations or something, but nobody's getting hurt at gas pumps. Nobody's blowing themselves up anymore, knock on wood. But, you know, if they had some kind of like, here's a regulatory thing to back it up. But this seems nonsensical.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty funny. I was watching Back to the Future the other day and in the scene where he first appears back in 1955. He ends up on the town square, and at the gas station, a car pulls up outside of the pump, and not one, but four attendants run out. One starts checking the air pressure in the tires. Mm-hmm. One starts doing the windshield. One starts pumping the gas. One's checking the oil. There were four people. And now we're down to zero. There's no service at gas stations anymore.
Yeah, and we've been fine.
Except the guy behind the bulletproof glass, he'll take your money when it's all over with.
In some areas, that is the case.
That is true.
True.
Yeah, and that's sad. That's a sad fact.
It is kind of sad.
But
it is.
I don't want to pay a dollar more per gallon so somebody else can fill it up for me.
You'd have to.
Or I'd like the choice, at least.
Yeah.
There are days when it's cold or rainy.
I'd be willing to do that.
Cool.
But most days, not.
I kicked myself. I was driving somewhere the other day. Might have been up off Natural Bridge somewhere. And I saw gas at a QT for $1.95.
Wow.
And didn't stop. I don't know why, I just didn't stop. And by the time I got to another gas station close to my house, it was like $2.13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know what the difference was there. It wasn't, they didn't have a, sometimes you get that discounted price if you're getting a car wash, but there's not a car wash at a QT. So
was this just a couple of days ago? Because I saw something close to the city. It was like 2:03, and then we got out to Jefferson County, and it was 2:13. Mm. And usually it's the opposite.
It's just all over the place.
To the city.
Well, it's going to be 3:13 if they have to hire an attendant to pump it for you.
Right.
Yes.
Just so you know.
In Illinois, it's going to be 5:13 if they have to hire an attendant to pump it.
You're going to feel like you're living in L.A. That's for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.